talks with the Taliban are dead. So, John is somebody that I actually got along with very well. He made some very big mistakes when he talked about the Libyan model for Kim Jong-un. That was not a good statement to make. You just take a look at what happened with Gaddafi. That was not a good statement to make, and it set us back. And frankly, he wanted to do things not necessarily tougher than me. You know, John's known as a tough guy. He's so tough, he got us into Iraq. That's tough. And but he's somebody that I actually had a very good relationship with, but he wasn't getting along with people in the administration that I consider very important. And I hope we've left in good stead, but maybe we haven't, maybe we haven't. I have to run the country the way we're running the country. We're doing very well. We're respected all over the world again.
Who are your top picks for to replace?
Well, I have five people that want it very much. I mean, a lot more than that would like to have it, but there are five people that I consider very highly qualified, good people I've gotten to know over the last 3 years. And we'll be announcing somebody next week, but we have some very highly qualified people. But we were set back very badly when John Bolton talked about the Libyan model, and he made a mistake. And as soon as he mentioned that, the Libyan model, what a disaster. Take a look at what happened to Gaddafi with the Libyan model. And he's using that to make a deal with North Korea. And I don't blame Kim Jong-un for what he said after that. And he wanted nothing to do with John Bolton. And that's not a question of being tough. That's a question of being not smart to say something like that. So I wish John the best. We actually got along very well. I'm sure he'll, you know, do whatever he can do to, you know, spin it his way. John came to see me the night before. In fact, I think a lot of you people are out there waiting for me to get on the helicopter. I'm sure you have a shot somewhere along the line. And he sat right in that chair. And I told him, John, you have too many people, you're not getting along with people, and a lot of us, including me, disagree with some of your tactics and some of your ideas. And I wish you well, but I'd like you to submit your resignation, and he did that. And I know he's going to do well. I hope he's going to do well, and I wish him well.
Are you willing to put background checks on all private gun sales?
We're going to take a look at a lot of different things, and we'll be reporting back in a fairly short period of time. There are a lot of things under discussion. Some things will never happen, and some things can really very much, some very meaningful things can happen. It's really a gun sense, if you think about it. What we're looking at is, and maybe that's what we should call it, the gun sense bill. But we will have some, we're having great dialogue. We'll see what happens. You know, they're coming in sometime in early October, and we're speaking to them constantly. And they also, they made a couple of moves last night that were pretty good. You saw that, right? They were pretty good.
Which moves you mean?
They were pretty respectful to our people. You're going to see it because you were one of the people that reported it, your group. But China is about having to do with tariffs, Jeff. Having to do, you saw what they did. They took tariffs off certain things, a lot of things.
And you're happy about that.
Well, I think they did the right thing. I think it was good for them. But they took them off. Yeah, I think it was a gesture. Okay, but it was a big move. People were shocked. I wasn't shocked.
Currently, about 8 million adults use e-cigarettes, but 5 million children are using e-cigarettes. This is exceptionally harmful to our children. An entire generation of children risk becoming addicted to nicotine because of the attractiveness, appealability, and availability of these vaping products. So with the president's support, the Food and Drug Administration intends to finalize a guidance document that would commence enforcement to require that all flavors other than tobacco flavor would be removed from the market.